What kind of energy do you exude when you're in the mood? How enticing can you be without touching anything but your own body? Episode 3 is all about the art of seduction. Come out, wherever you are. It's time for the Come As You Are podcast.
The world is a tougher place with demands on our time, focus, desires. Let's shake it up. We need to do it every day, whether you're single, been attached forever, or just swiped right yesterday. Do it every day. Do it for yourself. Do it for your relationship. But do it every day.
A message brought to you by Lion's Den, the official store of pleasure, passion, and romance.
If you are in the mood for all things boob, make sure you visit linktree.com/boobshenary. You can sign up for sexologist J. Marie's email list and get access to upcoming workshops and events. Don't miss out by not stopping through. I'd love to see you. Peace up and boobies, babes. I'm sexologist J. Marie, a certified sexologist, sex educator, sex coach, sexual social influencer, and marriage and family and sex student therapist. And this is the Come As You Are podcast. If this is your very first time tuning in, welcome to Boob Nation. Here you can expect sexually some of everything. Okay. Now that you know, you are in the right place to be, because everything happens on God's timing.
Hallelujah.
Let's go on ahead and get to this vagina vent for the week. Y'all, I don't know what's going on with my hormones lately, but you guys have been wanting to do it a lot more. Like, I had to tap Bay on the shoulder and be like, hey, I like having sex with you. Let's have more sex, okay? Like, I know Babe was like, what the fuck? You know, schedules, they don't quite agree all the time. So he like, girl, we do it as much as we can. What else do you need? And I'm like, no, not enough for me. So I don't know what's going on internally with the hormones, but that's kind of where I'm at. So I'm like a little frustrated. Like, just teeny weeny bit, okay? Like, just a teeny weeny bit. Because y'all know, like, last episode, y'all know, I am a firm believer in masturbation, okay? Like, daily, I spend time sexually with me. You ain't got to. I'm going to do it, boo. But I like having sex with you. I want to have more of that. Like, let's do it in lots of different ways, okay? Like, that's kind of where I'm at in my life. But on the flip side, I also got to spend some much needed time with my children. And because they're getting older, I'm starting to involve them in a lot more of like my day to day and what I do on the day, like day to day. And I'm finding that we're connecting, we're being intimate on that level. And it's working. Like, they talk to me more. I mean, we've always had open communication. Don't get me wrong. Like, I have a wonderful communicative relationship with my children, but I'm spending more quality time without the phones and without the iPads and, you know what, at least without my phone, because they don't have phones, but, they do have like little iPods that they can, you know, do things on. And right now, that's enough for them. Like, they're middle school, and they, oddly enough, don't want a cell phone. So I'm going to leave it at that as long as I can, because I'm almost already sick of the little bit of technology they do have. So, you know, anyways, we're getting to spend more time doing, like, everyday things. And by everyday things, I mean, like, cooking and exercising and homework, because they rarely have any, like, I don't know what school doing these days, because it's totally different from back in the day. Like, we got homework every day. Whereas these kids, I ain't did a homework assignment yet. So I kind of took matters into my own hands. And we're going to sit down and learn a little bit, okay? Because ain't got time to be raising no dummies. Like, no. Anywho, it's building a deeper connection with me and my children. And I wanted to bring this up in Regina event today because often enough, I don't think enough adults spend quality time with their children. And we often wonder why there's things we don't know. And that's because we haven't really taken the time to connect. You know, they're young individuals, you know, and they're going to grow up to be adults. What they're going through now and how they think ultimately shapes how they're going to view the world as an adult. So it's important that we spend those moments doing just simple things, because as an adult, they'll know what to do, what not to do, or how to approach certain situations because we've done it together. So I'm enjoying that time with them, and it's going very well. So, you know, we mom and we rocking it out right now. All right, now, we got to get into the prissy prank for today. But let me get my trusty dusty iPad. So I wanted to specifically bring up these articles because they had me like, huh? What? Okay, so yeah. The first article in the prissy prank for this episode is about an Australian woman who was caught wearing a butt plug with her boyfriend's ashes at the airport. Now, I said that correctly. She had a butt plug with the deceased boyfriend's ashes in it, and she was actively wearing it, trying to get through the airport.
What? Bro, what are you talking about, man?
Now, I had to go find the TikTok because it went viral because of the TikTok she put up. She goes by Tall Fat Cat. I said that right on TikTok. Okay. Her real name is Sarah Button. And she's 23. Now, why homegirl thought it was okay to wear a metal butt plug through a metal detector, I don't know. I don't know. But it was a metal butt plug. And it was very sentimental and sweet because it had the word forever engraved on it. So, you know, they had a little intimate connection even beyond, you know, the physical. But she was trying to board an Emirates flight. Now, you know, of all places, they won't go on for that, sweetheart. I could have told you that. I ain't never flew Emirates. I could have told you they won't go on for that. But sis tried it anyway. So she gets to the airport. Metal detector, of course, goes off. But because she's in a foreign country and, you know, different people do different things in different cultures, they thought it was a weapon. So here they are thinking that she's stuffing a weapon up her anus, when really it's just a butt plug. However, homegirl had to call the Australian embassy to come help her out. I ain't never, and I don't think I will. Okay, I'm going to live this one through you, Sarah. But anywho, after about an hour, she was released. It was never clear whether she was released with the butt plug. It just says she was released after signing a foreign document that stated she could not leave the airport or she would be arrested. So she had to definitely make her flight or she was going to jail. So I can't tell you whether the butt plug made it on there with her. However, the deceased, RIP, requested that the ashes be put in the butt plug, as Sarah stated, initially as a joke. However, homegirl took it serious because it was his favorite place to be. Nah, this one did me, okay? Like, I understand it might be your favorite place to be, but sweetheart, you ain't even physically here no more. Let it go. However, Sarah has made it home successfully. Okay. Like I said, I can't say that the butt plug made it with her. Now, let's jump on down to this new law that Indonesia unanimously decided to pass. I want to point out that it was unanimous. Okay. So, as of Tuesday, December 6, 2022, Indonesia lawmakers unanimously banned unmarried sex and cohabitation of unmarried residents and tourists. So, that applies to you, me, and everybody else who wants to go to Indonesia. So, if we are not married to whoever we are traveling with, we're going to need separate rooms. Because homie don't play that. It is now a law in the entire country that you cannot do this. And I feel like, how are you going to take away a human right? Like, if I decide to live with someone and I'm not married to them, that is my decision. What you got to do with it? And what harm is that causing you? Like, truly. Because I'm going to tell you right now, if I was in Indonesia, I'd be locked the hell up. And you can face up to a year in jail. Let's be clear on that. So you're actually facing jail time. Now, I do know that recently there was an athlete that was coming out. I believe it's soccer. Don't quote me on that. But I want to say it's soccer. And they actually did grant him permission to bring his unmarried girlfriend to live with him during the duration of his athletic contract. So I guess you got to have enough money. This is basically what it boils down to. So poor folk is a no. Okay. So I don't know if I necessarily will ever visit Indonesia right now. Maybe we'll do it for a honeymoon. Maybe. Other than that, stay clear. Okay.
This episode is brought to you by House of Boobs, where we sell everything boob except your bra, your one-stop shop for all your boob accessories. Be sure to visit us at www.houseofboobs.com. That's HAUSOFBOOBS.com. And now, let's get back to the show.
All right, y'all, let's get on down to feminine favor for the day. I wanted to discuss how to properly wash your vulva, okay? Because I have recently gotten this question a lot. You know, what soaps do you use and how do you do it? So I'm going to walk you through how I do it. And then you can find some methods and some tips and some healthy tricks to help you do it, okay? Because what works for me might not work for you. But I'm going to go through it anyway, just in case it's going to help you. Okay. So first things first, wash your hands. Wash them good. Like, get under your nails, you know, get in between the fingers. Make sure you're getting both palms, the back of the hand. Wash them thoroughly. Okay. When I say thoroughly, I mean like you're a doctor gearing up for surgery. Okay. Wash your hands. That's first. Because we're going to use our hands. Because I don't use any wash rags. I don't use any towels. I don't use anything that could possibly have like dye on it, in it. None of that. Not in that area. I use my hands. So first things first, I'm going to wash them. And I'm going to wash them thoroughly because I use my hands for a lot of things. And I don't want to transfer any harmful bacteria to my vulva. So we're going to wash. And then I'm going to use a mild soap. Not a hand soap, not a bar soap, not body wash. I'm going to use a mild soap. Mild soap. Vaginal mild soap. Preferably. Honey pot. On the areas that only contain hair. That's very, very, very important. Because the entire vulva does not need soap. Like your vagina is so clean. You don't need to touch it. Warm water is enough. And I always have my little chant. I put it on social media if you follow me. If not, it goes a little something like this. Everywhere the hair grows is okay to wash with soap. If no hair is there, warm water is enough care. You got it? Okay. And so, using your soap on your hairy parts is how I like to describe it. Now, granted, you can shave, you can wax, whatever, but you know hair grows there, so you know it's okay to wash with soap. It's my point. If you know it has a hair follicle, cool. Do you, boo? But if it ain't got nothing and you know it's bad, it's just you, leave it alone. Okay? Warm water is enough. I promise you. Now, I also want to point out that what you eat helps you self-clean. Okay? Because, like I said, the vagina cleans itself. We only need to use warm water. But in order to help it self-clean itself, we got to be mindful of what we're putting in our bodies, which is water, acidic fruits, and apple cider vinegar, if that's what you like, because I put it in tea sometimes. You know, those are things that help your body to self-clean itself. So you don't have to be sticking no soap in there and drying out and doing all these extra things, because what you're doing is stripping the good bacteria that your body actually needs. So stop doing that. Okay? Like today, go home. Like I said, wash your hands. Put your mild soap, vaginal soap, if you have it. Not a bar soap, not your body wash, vaginal soap. On your hands, rub them together, get good and soapy. And only wash and apply the soap to the parts of your genitals and your vulva where hair can grow. Now, don't forget your back door either. Please do not forget your booty hole. Okay? We're going to go Tiffany Haddish on it. Don't forget the booty hole.
Where the sun don't shine.
It's a booty hole.
Because what I do, preferably, one hand for the front, one hand for the back. Hair grows back there. So it's okay to wash with those. Okay? All right. Now that we got that understood,
if you are in the mood for all things boob, make sure you visit linktree.com/boobshenary. You can sign up for sexologist J. Marie's email list and get access to upcoming workshops and events. Don't miss out by not stopping through. I'd love to see you.
The world is a tougher place with demands on our time, focus, desires. Let's shake it up. We need to do it every day. Whether you're single, been attached forever, or just swiped right yesterday, do it every day. Do it for yourself. Do it for your relationship. But do it every day.
A message brought to you by Lion's Den, the official store of pleasure, passion, and romance.
Let's go to the play party. All right. So today we have Chat Sparks. So Chat Sparks is by Elizabeth Dell. She's also the owner of the Amorous app. Amorous. I think it's Amorous. Amorous app, which is an app for couples to, you know, have like a sexy, spicy chat, you know, on a separate app where if you got kids and somebody like being nosy going through your phone, get you this app. You can chat. You can talk about whatever you want. There's emojis in there. There's questions you can populate. You can send pictures. Honey, it's a good time, okay? Me and the boo have used it. So, and get with the program. But anyways, back to Chat Sparks, okay? So, I'm going to open up my deck. I recently had a relationship check-in weekend, and I was supposed to bring the deck. However, I forgot it at home. So, yes, we're just opening it. This is also going to be the game that is played at the Conversation and Candles event going down February 11th. It's an intimate date night for you and your boo. or you and a few, if it's more than just two. Come on out. So, Chat Sparks is, or it says, talking about sex is delicious. Spice up date night or friends night out with playful questions that will surprise, intrigue, and tantalize. Bring on the sexy. Oh, I like this, honeys. So what we're going to do is we're going to read out a few of the questions in the deck. Because I want to see, you know, what kind of spice we add into our sex lives. Okay. All right, here we go. So some of the questions in the deck are, what smell turns you on immediately? See, describe the most erotic thing you ever wore. Oh, I like that. That's different. Oh, you have a wild card. So in there, you can connect and play with the Amorous app. I like that. Okay, that's a wild card. Ooh, this question says, what's your favorite aisle in the adult store? Okay. I like this. Name one thing you want to try doing naked. Oh, we're going to have a good time. Y'all better come on out. So there's also instructions for playing with two, and there's also group instructions. So you can play either way. Oh, I like this, honey. We're going to get real deep and intimate and spicy with some spark, some chat sparks, okay? A little spice into your sex life. So y'all can go ahead and get your own chat sparks for at home by going to linktree.com/amorous app. That is Amorus app, okay? APP.
If you are in the mood for all things boob, make sure you visit linktree.com/boobshenary. You can sign up for sexologist Jay Marie's email list and get access to upcoming workshops and events. Don't miss out by not stopping through. I'd love to see you. This episode is brought to you by House of Boobs, where we sell everything boob except your bra, your one-stop shop for all your boob accessories. Be sure to visit us at www.houseofboobs.com. That's HAUSOFBOOBS.com. And now, let's get back to the show.
All right, now. Let's get to the Let's Talk topic of the day. Because I have a very special guest joining me, and we're going to be talking all about seduction. So get ready, honey.
So we're going to let this person introduce themselves to y'all so y'all know exactly who you're listening to. So go ahead with the guest of the day. Let's give us just a smudge of what you do and introduce yourself.
My name is Rias Knight, and BDSM, I'm going to go by Sir Rias Knight. My Instagram is The Rias Touch, and that's, I believe it's all one word. Gotta check that. But yeah, I'm not sure off the top of my head. I am a bodybuilder, an actor, a model, and I provide erotic touch services, massage services, a little bit of impact play, but it's way more of a sensual kind of included in my massage, more than just being separate of independent of itself. So that's what I do.
And you are good at what you do. Okay, let's just put that out there for the people. You are very good at what you do. So getting into the topic, I always define it by Webster's Dictionary first, because I don't necessarily think that the general definition always serves its purpose, you know, or its true intention. But Webster defines seduction as a tempting or attractive thing, or the act of seducing. And that doesn't really, they don't really give you too much detail on what it is, you know, like, in the act of seducing, you kind of just like summarize what I'm asking you.
You know, so how would you define seduction in your own words?
That's a good one, seduction. That is, I'm going to say, making someone want to have sex with you, have to create lust and desire in somebody that I won't say isn't there, you know, because I don't want to say that we're going to make somebody do something they don't want to do, mm-hmm. but that they wasn't thinking about at the time.
It's, I like that.
Create that interest in them to want to do that. So, yes, that's what I think about is seduction, is the act of bringing out a lust or desire in someone for the person inducing it.
Very, very much like that. I think that's a way better definition. It kind of sums up really what it is of what you're doing when you're seducing or being seduced. So according to Robert Greene, there are different types of seducers. What would you say is your seduction type?
That's a really good one. I mean, does he describe the types? Because I don't know what types there are. So I'm curious as to what the type. As I told you earlier, I don't really think I do anything in particular but try to be myself. I don't try to seduce anybody. I just make an offer. And if you're interested in that offer, and let's see if we can go further. So, okay. What are the styles? Now I'm kind of curious, what are the styles?
Well, he goes through, in particular, 9 styles. The first is the siren. Now, the siren is the person who represents adventure and change. You also have the rake. The rake is a male seducer who catches the female fancy by incessantly pursuing her. You also have the ideal lover. The ideal lover represents a fantasy lover who makes the beloved feel lofty and great. You also have the dandy. A dandy is the kind of seducer who offers the kind of forbidden freedom that most people can only dream of but never hope to actually achieve. Mm. Right. And then you have the natural. The natural seducer is the one who has somehow retained the childhood traits. They have an innocent quality about them, which makes them irresistible. You have the coquette. The coquette is the kind of seducer who leads a person on without offering instant gratification. And you have the charmer. We should all know what the charmers are, but the charmers are those who seduce by making their targets the center of attention. The charismatic seducers are inherently exciting because they come across as a self-sufficient and self-driven lover. And last but not least, you have the star. The star has a glamorous and dramatic presence, and they present themselves as objects of fascination. So those are the 9 types of seducers that Robert Greene outlines for us. So
interesting.
Very interesting. Very interesting, like how he breaks that down. Because before, I'm not going to lie, I did think that it's just, like you said, it's just something you do or something that's being done to you. I didn't really think of it as like a type. You understand? Yeah. Like I didn't categorize it. But after coming across this information, it kind of makes sense to categorize it. I mean, you do have different types of.
After hearing that, I'm like, and I can't think of anybody being one type, but of combinations of types. And mm-hmm. I see myself as a combination of types. Like, but I think I'm more of the natural because it just is, like you say, the childlike innocence, like the.
I definitely think that you could be a combination or even. Based on the situation, you can be a different type of seducer. Because I would say I'm more of like a charismatic, but at the same time, it depends on the situation. You know, because I can also be like a natural if I'm in the right environment, if that makes sense. So, yeah. I get it. Yeah. I definitely understand that. So, since we now know the different types of seducers, what do you think is the main difference between love and seduction?
Oh, I mean, there's lots of differences between love and seduction. Seduction is more lust. seduction. I put it like this. One of the things that drew my wife and me closer was I was being seduced and I didn't go there. And that's when one of the things she really felt, you know, the fact that I was loyal to her. So that was a big thing that really made her care more for me, made her love me more, was that, yeah, I was real honest about it. I was real honest about it. Cause I said to her, like, if I'll be honest, honey, if it wasn't a meet and it was a play party, I don't know. Uh-huh. I don't know. She was hitting the buttons and hitting the spots and doing the things that, like, if we were more open, don't really know 100%. And like I said, I was being completely honest in that. So there was no love between me and her. The love was between me and Eva. But seduction was there because there was a lot of lust. We had already played together in the past. So there's somebody who knew what buttons to push. And that right there was like, I think the cold water was, I think somewhere that, like, you know, nobody has to know. Like, that's exactly what happens. Everybody knows. Everybody finds out. Nothing happens in the dark. The damn thing. It's like that was like the gold water. It's like in the back of my brain. I don't know what it has always been about me, but I always look for like the thing that doesn't like the other side. The wait a minute, hot wait, yeah, the complete opposite. Like, no, that's not what's gonna happen.
Yeah,
and I'm gonna lose the best thing that I got, and that's what stopped me. But again, and I'm honest again. I don't know if it'll stop me. It was. So yeah, love and seduction is a difference. It's not the same. Now, can you just seduce someone you love? Absolutely. You know, uh-huh. I mean, my baby was real good at that too. She knew all the buttons. She did know all my buttons to press, and I may be focused on something and she was ready to do something else. And yeah, it didn't take much.
I mean, yes, it does not when you combine the two. It don't take much at all.
No.
But see, I was torn between the two because I do believe that lust is in both. And because you have to, I think you lust after someone before you learn to love them.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So I kind of think seduction is like the prelude to love because you're kind of like, you're going to hit this marker first. You know, you have to kind of lust after me. And then you got to kind of seduce me to get me over here. And, you know, now we're talking. And so now we're going to build that into what love is. But I'm going to lust and seduce you first.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So
it's kind of like a building block if you go about it. Definitely, definitely. So in what you do, how important is seduction to your profession?
It's very important. I mean, like I said, we were talking earlier about the age of consent. It kind of, you know, at parties, and even when I'm not trying, when I'm not actually the masseuse for a party, if I'm just at the party having fun, like I was New Year's Eve, I like, hey, you know, how you doing? We talking? Like, my kink is, personally, I love to get beautiful women massages. I love to get beautiful women foot massages. And then in the gauge of consent, I go like, also full body massages and back massages I'm pretty good at. And if you like, I can give you a slight example. May I touch your back? Now, once I get slightly doing something on the back, because of where I am and usually music's playing, I'm really a little bit closer, being over, getting near the ear, and he's talking in lower voice and a little bit more slower. And I'll say, you know, I can continue what I'm doing here. There's many different ways. I can use the tips of my fingers as opposed to just using their hands and the palms and getting more of a kneading action, or as opposed to if I want me to slide up here. And then at the same time, I'm reading because I'm close enough and I'm leaning over. I can feel the energy of what, like, I'm asking, what do you feel better and like better? But I can tell, you don't really need to tell me. I can tell real fast. You know, the majority of it's like, if the connection is there, the energy is there, it's going to be right away. And then, yeah, the I can tell, like, yeah, we do jive. And if we do, then usually, I'll say this though, when I think it's not, sometimes I'm misreading it and I think it's not, and I'll pull back, like, you know, but hey, I'll be here tonight if you want me to, and I'll start to pull back, like, no, keep giving me the sample. Oh, hey, if you want me to keep giving you a sample, I'll be glad to continue sampling. And then we can say, hey, we want to do more, And later, yeah. So sometimes it gets, and I mean, that's me just being myself. And like I say, I don't try to do anything extra. I just have a conversation. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so I think, but that style does tend to kind of get their attention, yes.
Yes. It's a vulnerable state. I mean, I can definitely see why it would lead to more. You know, it's almost, I would say the seductive portion of it. It's almost like foreplay. You know? It would feel that way.
Yes.
So I can definitely see how it leads to more, or people would want more after the fact. Even not even coming in thinking that they would want to go there. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? But once you're in that state and you get to that mindset, you don't know what your body gonna do.
People don't understand how important touch is. A lot of men don't really understand how important touch is. Touch can lead to a lot more if you even just be nice and gentle early on. And it's also funny because I think one of the things they expect a massage to be me 5 seconds on your neck and then grab your ass and let's start fucking. And it's like, they're always surprised, like, no, I actually want to, yeah. My goal is always to have you ask me, I want to feel you inside me. Like, that is the goal. I want to hear it from you. Yeah, that's what turns me on. Yeah.
So. That's good. I like that because it gets away from, like you said, that traditional, I want a massage, or let me touch your back. Well, now we're fine. You know what I mean? It gets away from that because sometimes you truly do want a massage. Mm-hmm. And it does prepare your body for what's to come next if that's what you want. It's a great mm-hmm. way, you know, a great way to foreplay. So speaking of being seduced and someone who embodies seduction, like who is someone you can off the top of your head say, oh, this person embodies seduction? And like, why do you go to that particular person?
See, you're killing me because I'm so bad with celebrities. I am so horrible with them. I'm thinking, I think with a seductive scene I remember in a movie that Salma Hayek and From Dusk Till Dawn, and she was a vampire, and she's basically that. It's like a scary scene at the end, but when she comes on to him, she's coming on strong and like, yeah, that scene where she dances and has booze going down her tip of her toe, that was seductive as hell.
It very much was.
Unfortunately, she turned around and killed him.
Yes.
It did not end well for him. No, it did not.
Oh, my goodness.
But up until that point, it was hot.
But yes, I've never thought of that. But that was a very seductive scene. Yeah, like, I mean, yeah, all bells and whistles were there. But I mean, and then after she did kill him.
See, that's what always made me mad. I'm like, yo, this is hot. It's like, oh, no, this is horrible. No. This is not how I expected it to end. No.
Oh, my goodness. So, since we're on the topic of someone else, and we now have two people in the picture, what would you say is a good way to open yourself up to being seduced?
I don't know if you can open yourself up to it, because I think the whole thing is that you're not expecting it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you're being moved from something. If you were looking for sex and you're not being seduced because you was already looking for sex, I mean, kind of.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's actually like you were not actually looking for sex, but hey, yo, that offer sounds absolutely great right now. So it's like, I can't. How do you prepare yourself to not be prepared?
I mean, because some people will, or I've read.
I mean, I guess you better be willing to be. Here's a good idea. You got to be willing to be spontaneous, because one thing my late wife was not, she was not spontaneous at all. Mm-hmm. Not in the very least. One of the things that I brought to her was a little bit of spontaneity, because you want to talk about scheduling everything that's scheduled.
Seriously?
Yes. So yeah, you do need to be open to spontaneity. You need to be open. I mean, that's one of the things that had to be changed, because when GSA, we had to be able to do things quickly. When you're healthy, when you're fighting cancer, you when you're a healthy day, you find out what you can do fast and quick.
Oh, absolutely.
You don't know when you're going to have them.
So, and you take advantage.
That's one thing, is like, I did bring spontaneity to her a little bit, and that was so needed. But yeah, you need to be you need to be open up to spontaneity, because that is seduction. Seduction is, you know, something that wasn't supposed to happen at the moment, but let's do it. So if you're not spontaneous at all, try it.
I think that's a good one. I think that's key to being open to being seduced, because a lot of the clients that I deal with sometimes that are not open, they shut it off. And they shut it off unintentionally or without even really knowing they're shutting it off. Like you said, it's somebody coming to them unexpectedly just saying, you know, something nice and trying to, you know, engage them in lustful acts, if you will, but they're more.
I gotta do this.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? Another thing is, like, I remember I know how they ever talk about my first wife. I don't know what she was very nervous and very scared of doing these things. And the few times she did, I didn't encourage it. But yeah, it was always like she was half. And I was like, oh, wow. But then I realized the hesitance. And it's like, do it more often. Yeah. So you're right. That's, yeah. Be open to it. And then be open to it and encourage when it happens. Be very encouraging, because the seducer may be first time she ever, like, a wife doing it for a husband. Very, very nervous in this, and be very, very encouraging. Because I tell you one thing, I think if you aren't, you may not ever see it again.
I was about to say, it'll make or break you. It really will. It definitely will make or break you, because if you shut her down, she is not going to try it again.
It feels get hurt deep.
Go ahead.
I said, the feels get hurt deep.
They do. They very much do, especially when it comes to, like sexual things. Feelings get hurt very deeply at the slightest.
I don't feel attractive. I don't feel like that. And now she doesn't feel attractive. It doesn't feel like you want her. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that goes into that. So, yeah, be open to it and definitely encourage. Mm-hmm. And I guess it'd be the same thing for a dude. A dude's trying to, like, because we, you know, as much as we say that y'all, you know, emotion, we would, if a dude tries to try something like that, and he gets, like, laughed at or not even, like, that would be crushing. I don't think your man ain't gonna never even come close to thinking about it again.
That's a very good point to make, too.
Like, if he tried to make dinner for you or something like that, and screw, like, I mean, if the rice burnt, let the rice be burnt. Just drink more wine.
Yes.
Tell him like 3 days later the rice was burnt. Don't tell him at the time.
Right. Slide it off the table of the door and just smile graciously. Yes, definitely.
Give him a rice cooker for Christmas. He will not be mad you get him a rice cooker for Christmas.
All right. Oh my goodness. Okay, so when you're actively seducing someone, what's going through your mind at that moment? What are you thinking about for you?
Me, personally, slow down.
Okay.
Because my head is running too fast, and I need to slow down and take a breath and be in the moment. Don't overthink the moment, because, man, I'm the overthinkingest overthinker of all time. So, yeah, just be in the moment and enjoy the moment. Enjoy the moment.
Mm-hmm. That is key.
Yeah, don't rush things. More than likely, the slower you go, the better. Because I think that's part of the foreplay aspect. And I think we really don't understand the importance of foreplay for me, because we pretty much is like, boom, and it's like, I'm like, yo, calm down, slow down. It doesn't work the same. It takes a little bit more time to get that energy flowing. That's, now, and I say it all the time, but not everybody, but
right,
like, you know, we're ready to go a little bit quicker. And the other good side about that is maybe it lasts a little bit longer all around, which everybody would be happy about.
That is very, very true. It will definitely make you last longer, not even really in just, like, penetrative sex, but, like, as an act of the whole,
you know? The whole act, right. If the foreplay lasts, because I think the sex, like, the length of sex is how long we were inside of you. Y'all, yes. Think the length of sex is how long did the whole and the event last?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the seduction part is part of it, kind of, isn't it? It's like the whole foreplay part of it is still all part of the whole sexual event. Meanwhile, we like, if I last, like, I ain't last 2 hours. Like, the whole event can last 2 hours.
Exactly. Because it's ultimately not about the orgasm. It's about the pleasurable experience. So you do have to think about everything, you know, from beginning to end, not just the middle. So yes, absolutely, absolutely. All right, last question. If someone was struggling with being seductive, what advice would you give them?
Be yourself. That's what I had to do. I had to stop trying to be what you hear what women want, because folks is real wrong, because dudes don't know what the F they talking about. So, and listen, what I did was I tried to listen to more women. Women saying, because they'll tell you, though, y'all say it all over the place, and people will listen. So I pay more attention to what women say, they want, and you'd be amazed at how far that'll take you.
Absolutely, absolutely. And every woman is different, so you can't base it off of one woman's response. You have to absolutely
know. And I think it's all about energy. I mean, it may not be working out because y'all don't match, y'all don't click. Just because in the beginning there was a physical attraction, that doesn't always consider always sexual. The energy may not be the same. It's just may not be there. So maybe the seduction ain't working because y'all ain't got the right energy. It's like if it's very new person, then yeah, it may not work. It may not ever work. But it's all about. But me, I'm gonna basically. I look at it as if I try to just be my natural self, then I don't have to worry about whether or not I screwed up, because I can't screw up if I'm just being me.
It's just, I love that.
It's all I am. That means we wasn't supposed to connect, because everybody ain't supposed to connect either.
Absolutely.
And this is what I think the real takeaway is, just because you didn't connect doesn't mean that one of you is bad. Everybody there's lots of good men and women that don't connect. Don't mean that one of them has to be bad. Just mean they didn't connect, because we all mesh in different ways.
Yeah, I met
a lot of good women that we just didn't connect. Didn't mean they were bad women. It doesn't mean I'm a bad man. It just means we didn't have that connection.
Absolutely, absolutely. I 100% agree with that. I say it all the time to my clients. So those who've been following me, they hear that a lot, because I will often say that we need to break the stigma around bad breakups, quote unquote, because just because someone breaks up doesn't mean it was bad. You know, I can completely just say, hey, this is not working out for me. You know, I wanted something for myself. Or you can say that. You know, we don't have to fight. We don't have to argue. We can simply say, hey, that didn't work out. You know, it's really not working out for me either. You know, I'm proud that we can sit here and have that conversation. We can say that. Now we're going on our separate ways. We can be friends. You know what I mean? It doesn't have to be that, I keyed his car, he torched my clothes. It doesn't always have to be that.
If every one of your breakups is that, there's something wrong. If every single one of your breakups is horrible, at least look at who you picking. Something. Because no, every one of my breakups does not turn into that. Not every single one.
Not every single one.
Yeah, now, if you have a couple, like one, yeah, it's possible, 2 or 3, yeah, about every single one. Yeah. So right, it's like, right. I agree with you, like, good people, I mean, good people cannot mesh. Good people can absolutely not. I like always say I haven't found the right person yet. I never say I haven't found a good woman yet. I say I haven't found the right person yet. You know, in my new search, as I'm now newly single again, it's like I haven't, and before I met Eva, I was just not finding the right person. I did date a couple of good people. I actually just come out of a breakup with somebody that was a very good person, just wasn't the right timing and the right mesh for the two of us. And we're still kind of friends. It doesn't always, it's like, why does it have to be horrible or bitter if you're just not connecting? So yeah. So as far as the suggestions, it's like, just be you and try to be as natural as possible. And read the person, really pay attention to body language and energy. And if the energy just ain't there, then just maybe it's just not, maybe it ain't gonna ever work. Or, like I told you, sometimes when I feel like it's not working, I pull back. And most of the times, I thought I was wrong, I thought I was right. Like, no, they're like, no. Or sometimes I would get tapped on the shoulder later on. Is that massage still open? Because I didn't force it.
Yeah. You kind of just, like you said, you fall back and you let them make that gesture because that lets you know it's wanted.
Yeah. I'm not coming back. I'm not coming back because I felt there was no connection. So I mean, maybe I was wrong because they come back to me. But I'm like, I'm not coming back because I didn't feel the energy was working. So yeah, I'll just try to find somebody else that the energy's up is working. And then say, hey, we ain't connecting tonight. I'd rather do that. I did some. There's been times I tried to force things, and it ended up being bad. It didn't end up. Every time I've ever forced it, was never a good result. So I'm like, you know what? I ain't trying to force that no more.
Exactly. Yes, I would agree to that. Everything I have ever forced to has ended up not working out as I intended it to. I will honestly say that as well. Yes.
I mean, not horribly, but just like my time. And like, I ain't got time to waste.
Absolutely. I agree with that. 100%. 100%. Like, just bottle it up and put it on the shelf. Because like, that's pretty much it. Like, you just have to really like be yourself. And you can't get, at the end of the day, when you're yourself, you can't get mad. You know, because like you said, everybody's not going to agree with who you are. You're not meant for everybody. So if you know you walked in there and you gave your best self and you were naturally you and they didn't agree with it, then that's not for you.
That's not me. I'm spending more time finding more. It's more important to me to find out who's a good match for me than trying to find just be with everybody that's interested. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, but that's not. I'm really looking for just the right connection. That's it. That's more important. Mm-hmm. Than it. Yeah.
Well, we definitely want to thank you for coming on today, and I definitely do appreciate your expertise on this matter because, listen, you laid down the law for the people today, okay?
And I'm just talking from my heart.
Well, we appreciate you because it's definitely gems, it's definitely jewels that the people need to hear. And one more time before we go, I want to let the people know where they can catch you, how to book you, and drop your socials for everybody so they'll know.
Oh, man, I don't have my device. Any other device would be except this phone. Okay, well, my direct acting page on Instagram, Ryus Knight, RYISKNIGHT. That is the number one fastest way to find me. If you follow me there, then there is the Ryus Touch. RYISTOUCH. That is where I do my, basically that's the massage, erotic touch, BDSM. That's my kinky side. That's the one that you're going to have to send a request to because it is private. But that's where business happens, I guess you could say. Will. And yes, in 2023, I was just doing parties. Mm-hmm. And in 2023, I will be doing out calls. And we are still working on our in call. It's going to take a little bit of time to do the in call. But the out call is fully available, actually, right now. I finished my competition. Hands are free. Brooklyn and New Jersey.
Bigger and better in 2023.
Yes, table ready and ready to go. So okay. Yes, check the page, right? The Ryus Touch. And that's where you can reach out to me and book me and we can start talking.
All right, y'all. And y'all know where to find me. I am Boopsionary on everything. That's Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, all that good stuff. And you can catch one of these episodes each and every other Thursday at noon. And until next time, y'all, stay boopiful.